We are joined now by the head coach of the St. Cloud State University softball team, Paula Uren. Coach, how's everything going with the team today?
Oh, my gosh. Good. We're over at Becker doing a clinic. We've done it for about 10 years. It's a lot of first and second, third, fourth graders, so they're pretty cute. It's kind of fun to work with them.
Oh, well, very cool. Okay, so we'll get started. Can you first talk about your just overall takeaway from last season, 35-19 in the regular season, then went 1-3 in the NSIC tournament. Just talk about your takeaway from that.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't quite sure going into the season, you know, where we would be. We had lost a lot of seniors the year before. We only had one senior, Libby Bingham, returning. So we had some new positions that needed to be filled. We had a great recruiting class coming in and some sophomores that we felt like really got some strong playing time, a lot of playing time the year before. So we came into the season just like, hey, let's just work as hard as we can every day and, you know, good things will happen. And we just got a lot of momentum. Once we got into the season, we were able just to keep playing with the Husky Dome. We didn't have any delays with the weather. I felt like we got into a good rhythm, you know, developed our lineup. Our pitching came on really strong. And I felt like we had some great leadership. And it was a really fun season finishing fourth in the conference. And then, you know, going to the conference tournament, we were pretty bummed losing that first game. We felt like that was a good matchup for us. But we came back, beat our rival Mankato, and they just kind of, you know, ran out of gas there at the end for that last game. But we finished eighth in the region, and they take the top eight for playoffs. However, one of the teams, Emporia, who was not ranked, ended up winning their conference championship and got the automatic bid, which pushed us out to ninth. So that kind of left a, you know, pretty sour taste in our mouth that we were that close for the opportunity to get into the NCAA postseason. And I felt like the players really, you know, were on a mission this summer with their strength and their skill workouts. I think you can see that this year coming into our practices.
And I just wanted to clarify, Libby Bingham is the only senior that left from last year's team, correct?
That's correct.
Oh, so it's young but experienced at the same time.
Yeah. We have some seniors, Kate Kopak and Megan or Morgan Emmons, that have had a lot of playing time. And then we had a transfer in, Brady Yost, who I believe, if I remember correctly, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think she was 8-1 or 9-1 in the conference.
Yeah, I was looking at it yesterday, and she went 10-2 last year with a 2.47 ERA, and that's really impressive.
I mean, it was unbelievable. She, she came in the fall and tweaked her ankle, so she was out, and we didn't get to see her a lot in junior college. She just came with a great reference, and you know, we got her on the team, and you know, we weren't quite sure what we were going to do, and then, like I said, she got hurt. And by the time she got back in it, we're just like, okay, let's go with this pitching thing. And then she just had a breakout conference season. I mean, she had some top 20 wins, and so we look forward to some good things from her as well this year.
And let's kind of keep on that topic. You just said you're looking forward to some great things from her. So you obviously expect another great performance this year as she had last season. Do you feel the same about Katie Kopech, who went 12-7 last year with a 3.66 ERA, and then Kylie Thompson as well? Are you expecting to see the same kind of production?
You know, for our game, everything starts in that pitching circle. You know, and we love our pitching staff this year. You know, Kate Kopech, she threw a lot of our tough games last year early going, so she took a couple dings in the loss column, but just we were putting her out there against the top teams, and I felt like that really built her up for that experience going into later in the season. So she's coming back strong. Brady's a great compliment to her. Kai's a little dinged up right now, but you know, she's working back. We hopefully will get her full speed here by the time we head off for March. We have another sophomore, Emma Murphy, who picked up some valuable innings for us at the end of the season last year when Kate was hurt. And we have another addition with Sydney LaPointe, who's a top-rated pitcher out of Wisconsin that we feel is going to be, you know, a pretty tough pitcher to face, and just has great composure on the mound as a freshman and threw some pretty significant innings for us. And so overall, we're just going to have to figure out how to utilize that staff this spring.
And then just moving over from the pitching staff over to, you know, the hitting lineup, do you feel you can get the same production this year as you did from Morgan Emmons and Haley McFarland and Maya Keaton as you did last year?
Yeah, you know, we keep kind of figuring out, like, who's going to be kind of our, you know, big hitters in the middle. You know, Morgan, you know, she really wants to do everything that she can this year. So we've been actually trying to just tell her, you know, she doesn't have to do everything for the team in one swing. And so I think Alexis Jacobs is a junior this year. She's mm-hmm. just been lights out in practice. You know, 2 years she's had experience, and you know, she's had a tremendous preseason here. She had a great fall. So I feel like she's going to compliment. And then we have Megan Conrad, you know, just a scrappy hitter that has some power but also some speed on the bases to kind of be that tweener. And then for some speed, we've got Brooke Bolin and Maya Keating. So hopefully we can kind of build a little bit with some of our speed and some of our power. And I think we're going to have a pretty talented lineup from top to bottom.
And you touched on it a little bit. Can you just tell us a little bit about the freshman class that's coming in this year, what you expect from them?
Yeah, this is probably one of our top recruiting classes coming in. We really looked for pitching, and we started with Sid LaPointe. You know, we really knew we needed somebody. Losing two senior pitchers next season, we wanted a freshman to come in that could be the future of the program and, you know, wouldn't have all the pressure of being the top pitcher as a freshman. And then we have a couple power hitters. We have Jasmine Estrada from Litchfield. And she is, I believe, the Minnesota High School League leading home run hitter. So, she's a lefty, and she can swing it.
Right, right.
Yeah, some of them, I think the balls are still carrying. So, you know, it'll take her a couple of bats to get in there. But, man, she is fun to watch swing. It's pretty crazy. And then on the other side of the plate, we have another righty power hitter, Sydney Trees, who is out of Prior Lake. Her high school team was pretty much number one in the state, and so she brings in a lot of experience. And again, dynamic player. She's fast. She's strong. She's, you know, got a great cannon. So we're gonna try and use, you know, a way to put her in the lineup. We have one of her teammates, Alexandria Pinkowski, who looks like she's gonna take that starting outfield position in right field. And again, just talented athlete. We have a. Lauren, another pitcher, she's from Wisconsin, and she's come in as a player that we, again, not quite sure where she was at, and has really been working hard in practice, and I feel like she's moving up the depth chart on the pitching circle. So the last players to round out the freshman class was Raven Vanden Langenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that, I'm actually going to need a nickname. But,
yeah.
She's been a super utility for us. She's a shortstop, second baseman, quick, filling in a little bit in the outfield. So pretty strong class. We're excited to get them on the field.
Oh, awesome. So the future is looking bright here for St. Cloud State softball then, huh?
I think so. You know, we've been building at it for the last couple of years, really just trying to get the right pieces in place. And,
right.
And we signed a good class coming in for next year, so hopefully pretty good.
To ask you a couple more questions, then I'll let you go on with the rest of your day. You guys will be traveling a lot throughout the country this year. And in the beginning of the season, when looking at the schedule, you guys will be in Florida, right, for the spring games. And then is there a new Missouri Western invite? That's new this year, correct?
Well, we've been doing that just about every other year. It's kind of a, you know, it's a little spendy trip, so we try and work it in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so we did it 2 years ago. We had a big group of seniors, and we went down there and it's a tough place to play. It's some of the best teams coming out of the MIAA. And so this year we'll head back down there, and we picked up five games and a really strong opponent. So we do Florida, and then we come back, I think, for just a couple days, enough to do the laundry.
Yep.
Sleep in our beds a couple days, and then we get on the bus, and we go down, and then we start the conference season on the road, I believe, in Duluth.
I just wanted to know from your standpoint, how do you prepare a team for that with all the traveling they're going to do this season?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, a lot of them, you know, talk amongst themselves, like, okay, how do we handle the academic side of it? How do we, you know, meet with the professors?
Right.
In terms of, like, the actual travel part, you know, I think the biggest thing is just experience. It's really hard to prepare them, you know, like, this is what it is until they actually go through it. So from a coaching end, I just really rely on my upperclassmen to take the underclassmen under their wing and say, okay, this is how you take care of yourself. You know, get some sleep. You know, you have some good nutrition. Make sure you can communicate with your professors. When you get a day off, use your time wisely. So I try and leave that a lot with the team and have them kind of talk each other through it.
And is there just any other games on that schedule you guys have circled on that calendar you're just ready to go for?
Oh, that opening weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming out. Kearney's a great team. They come up every year for our dome tournaments. And then Parkside, I believe we split with last year. We had two really close games, and so they're great competition. They always have good pitching, some good quality players. And then Missouri Western is probably going to be a top team out of the MIAA. So we're not starting very slow with teams this year. We're just throwing them in the fire, and I guess we'll get some tough games out of the way first, and then see where we're at, and then keep trying to work up towards that conference season.
All right, and then one more question for you, and I'll let you go. What are your overall goals for this season for the team?
Yeah, I think for our pitching, we have some high expectations. You know, we've been really talking about trying to keep that pitching staff ERA, somewhere 2.5-3 for an ERA. Trying to get some strikeouts in there. We feel really good about our ball movement, getting ahead in the count. So our pitching staff, we have, again, some high expectations because there's really good hitting that we're going to face. Defensively, we've set up some, some goals that we want to be a defensive team somewhere around 970, which is, trying to limit those errors to one or two a game and try not to give up any extra bases, which we have Morgan Emmons, who I feel is probably one of the top catchers in the region.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a cannon for an arm. She's great back there, so I think she's going to try and limit some of the running game of the other team. I mean, if you haven't seen her, she's about 6'1". Strong as a brick house, and she's pretty intimidating behind that plate. So I think we've got a good opportunity there to stop some running. And then, hitting, we just keep talking about quality at bats. Get up there, try and make some loud outs, attack the ball and take our walks when we get them. But we're up there to be aggressive and hit a lot of doubles, and hopefully the ball will carry over for some home runs.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach, for joining me today. That was really fun. We look forward to covering you this year.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate the coverage. And it's always great to get that out there because some people can't believe that we start softball in February.
Exactly, with all this weather we're having.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, oh, you have a season? We're like, yep, February 1st. So I really appreciate you taking the time to get us out there and let people know that our season's starting. So enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much.